Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm Steve Nibson, along with Tim Abercrombie. You're going to be talking basketball, and certainly very proud in this moment. We're going to be with the current 4A state champion basketball team from Frederick High School. First, to introduce the head coach for the cadets, Mr. Monte Hill. Monte, thank you for taking the time, and great feeling here, and congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having us.
Indeed. And three seniors who certainly had something to do with the how this team played this year. Yvonne Quijada. Yvonne, welcome.
How you doing? Thank you for having me today.
Indeed. Senior Elwin Wardlaw. Elwin, welcome to you.
Thank you for having me today.
Indeed. And the big guy, David Dorsey. David, welcome to you as well.
Thanks for having me.
Indeed, our pleasure. Well, Coach, things came and worked out what the plan was laid out this year. What were some of the key components of that plan to end up getting the first state title in 42 years? And what an accomplishment, a proud accomplishment for that school and community.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate that, Coach Nibs. Pretty much it just came down for us. As we got closer to the end, it came down to us falling back on our detail. We pride ourselves on what we do behind the scenes as far as being technical, the details, the little things leading to the big things later. And we thought as a staff, especially as we came down the stretch, Urbana, TJ, me, Wise, and then the other night against Whitman, our attention to detail was probably at its best all year and on display Saturday night. But as a staff, you could feel it behind the scenes. You saw how they prepared the 2 days at the Mount leading up to the championship game, and it left no doubt when we walked off that floor at Mount St. Mary's on Friday night, they left no doubt they were ready to play. It was just a matter of going out and performing at that point, and, you know, the state got to see us at our best Saturday night.
Without question, Tay, and certainly a thing, and I spoke to Elwin about this as and Yvonne, is the fact that when we watched you guys play, it didn't make any difference what the score was, who was ahead. There was never any panic.
Mm-hmm. That's a testament to the type of leaders that we had. We had great kids. We talked all year, you know, about a basketball game. And a basketball game is ups, downs, highs, lows. It's not going to be even keel the whole way through. And you saw a lot of our season, and you saw us go through some of those ups, downs, highs, lows throughout the game.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, we had a very, very, very confident basketball team led by number two, Mr. Wardlaw.
Yep.
And it just down to the from the top to the bottom. They were extremely confident because of the work that they put in. These young men just did show up to College Park Saturday night and perform. These young men genuinely have been true to the game since young boys. This just didn't start this year. These guys have been true to it. They put the work in, not just these three that are with us right now, this basketball team. They put the work in. And I can genuinely say that I've been doing this a long time. I haven't been prouder of a group in 22 years. And I've had some, you know, some pretty solid accomplishments through those 22 years. But there's not a group that I can say earned it and deserved it any more than what these guys just did.
I understand that completely.
Guys, I want to talk to you players. And I want you to realize how lucky you are to have a coach to push you to be the best player you can be. Take those habits to the next level with you. It's going to serve you well at the college level, certainly. But I wanted to ask this. With that being said, now that it's over and you guys have claimed a state title, I'd like to hear from you individually what makes your head coach, Tay, such a good leader. Elwin, why don't we start with you?
I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head just that he pushes us to be the best. And he has that confidence in us every single day that, you know, that we can play to the best of our ability. He has that confidence in us, and he trusts us to go out there and play our game every single day. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't sub us if we just make one mistake or we miss a shot, or even if we shoot a bad shot, he lets us play through those things. And I feel like that's what gives us the confidence to be who we are.
Good. David?
Yeah, to go off that, the same thing what he was saying. He kind of lets us play. He wants us to take shots. He calls plays here and there, but mostly he wants us to play our game, like move the ball, run like four out, one in. That just gives us confidence.
Good. How about you, Ivan?
Coach is a perfectionist. He's been a perfectionist for however long I've known him, and he really wants the best out of us. And behind the scenes, he'll get under all of our skins. He'll see what we're really made of, and I feel like that's what built us to be the best we can be on the floor Saturday night.
Very good. Well said, fellas. And Tay, when the final buzzer sounded and your team had achieved its goal of winning the championship, what were the thoughts going through your mind at that moment?
Dream come true.
Yeah.
When I say that, I genuinely mean that. And these guys know it. I've told them for this particular group through this last 2 years. I think this basketball team has went like 50-2 against State of Maryland competition, something crazy like that. And I told them all the time. I tried to remind them that this isn't about Coach Hill. Coach Hill was living his childhood dream, like truly. I lived it through these young men. As a 16-year-old kid, Coach, you know, I competed against you guys all the time. We had pretty good teams at Frederick High School. We could never get over the hump. It was a dream to win a state championship as a basketball player. Dream didn't come true. And to be able to double back as a coach, and especially with these young men, to win a state championship, Coach, I genuinely say it's a dream come true.
Guys, we'll continue here. Elwin, you're going to Shepherd, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have any career choice or major in mind?
Yeah, I'm going to be studying in health and exercise science, and that's because I want to be a physical therapist or an athletic trainer.
Come back to Frederick County, maybe?
Yeah. if that's where God takes me, then yeah, I hope. And if I can, to be an athletic trainer, be one at Frederick High.
Exactly. Now, let's say things don't quite work out exactly. How about coaching? Would that be something you would be interested in?
Yeah, actually. I've actually talked to some of the guys about that before. We always joke around and say EJ's going to be the head coach after Coach Hill. Coach Hill's dad coach, and then Coach Hill coach. So you say it runs in the family. But, yeah, I mean, if that's what I feel like I'm led to do at that point in my life, then, yeah. And I feel like I would have a great mentor, Coach Hill, to help me.
Yvonne, you're going to Hood, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And what are your plans when you get there as far as your career choice or major? Or have you decided?
I have decided. I'm going to study marketing.
Okay.
And I want to learn how to sell things. I want to learn how to sell myself, how to sell products, how to just be a good salesman. But the work doesn't stop. You know, I'm still going to put in hours of basketball, and I'm still going to try to be the best player I can be.
Oh, absolutely. You've proved that over the years. You just want to make some money, right?
Yes,
indeed. David, where are you going to school?
I'm going to Shippensburg.
Oh, okay. Congratulations. And what about your choice? Or career choice or major you're looking at?
I was gonna major in sports management.
Okay.
And become an agent in the future.
Here you are talking that money now, ain't we?
Agent.
Hey, Yvonne, I got a comment for you. You got to be outgoing to be in marketing. You sure that's a good fit for you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think that fits you pretty good, my man.
David, if things would not quite go as well, I ask you the same question. Would coaching be something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, I'd definitely be interested in coaching.
Okay, that would be. And Yvonne, how about you?
Yeah, I just got to learn the game a little bit more, but yeah, I'll be down for it.
Oh, there you go, Coach. You got some recruits coming back your way, maybe, huh?
Yes, sir. Once a cadet, always a cadet.
There you go. That says it right there. Let me one more question here for you guys here. The success that you've had over these years, and especially this year, you've got a lot of young fellas who are looking at you and seeing the success that you had. What advice would you give to those young guys who are looking to not only play basketball but go to the next level and play? What would you tell them? And Yvonne, we'll start with you.
I would tell the young fellas confidence. Be confident in yourself and be confident with the people you hang around. Trust. You know, it's all about who you surround yourself around. And I felt like I surrounded myself with the right group of people for these past 3 years. And they did help me. They helped me a lot.
Okay, David?
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. That have confidence in yourself. And push yourself behind the scenes so you did better for when we did the chance in game.
Okay. Elwin?
I would say stay the course and trust God, and just that there's going to be ups and downs in everything you do in life, and especially basketball. Like, you're going to have seasons where you may not even know if basketball is really for you, but you just got to stay the course and believe, like they were saying, have that confidence and believe in yourself and put in the work behind the scenes to be the best player that you can be.
That work ethic, guys, is certainly very important, is it not?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And, Tay, I want to ask you, we talked about those guys talked about how they felt about you, but I want you to talk about these guys individually. What are you going to miss about each of these three seniors? And let's start with Evan. Let's start with Evan.
Yvonne,
I'm sorry.
Yvonne is
Coach Tay, I'm still working on him, so just be patient. I'll get it. Just let me work on him a little bit.
All three of these guys across the board, the word that comes to my mind is love, man. It's just pure love. But Yvonne, what I'm going to miss the most, Yvonne kept me straight. As much as I kept him straight, Yvonne kept me straight. The chest bumps that Yvonne gives you will knock you out of age if you ain't prepared. But that's definitely one thing I'm going to miss about Yvonne. But Yvonne's genuine, man. Yvonne is a kid that will run through the wall for you. She's a genuine kid. He walks out the gym every day saying, "Love you, coach." And that's probably the thing, outside of all the things he did on the floor for our program, to hear that voice every day walking in, "What up, coach? How was your day? Love you, coach." Leaving out, that's probably the biggest thing that I'm going to miss from him once he's gone.
Genuine.
How about Elwin? What about him?
Elwin's leadership is different. It's special. It's dynamic. It's elite. And again, we're talking about another pure, genuine young man. Like, the respect that you get from him every day, just the maturation level that you get from him every day, the trust that you get from him every day. The biggest thing I'm going to miss about him is I know when I'm not around, I don't have to worry about anything because he's that type of leader. He's the guy who keeps everything straight. He's the guy who speaks up. He's the guy who just does everything in between for our program. Again, this is a young man who, when you walk in the gym, "Coach, how was your day?" goes a long, long way, and I'm genuinely going to miss hearing that. And just all these guys, it's a genuine love. And to hear them guys say, "Or Elwin's particularly love you," at the end of the day, going to miss it, man. Going to genuinely miss it. And it's much love and respect for that young man. And I think finally, Mr. Dorsey, soft-spoken young man, but he's genuine. Like, again, you walk in the gym, first thing David does when he sees me, start dynamic warm-up, I know what's coming. He's going to give me dap. I know he's going to put his hand down. He's going to give me dap. And it's just we talk about little things all the time. And these guys might not know, but over the course of time, the little things lead to big things later. And some of the little things that they have done for me have pulled me through some bad work days, some bad days of just life. And David Dorsey is a very soft-spoken young man who I've grown to respect tremendously. And at the end of the day,
he's grown a lot, you know, within our program, but I feel as if I've grown a lot just from being around him and the rest of them guys on a daily basis. It's true, genuine love. I already miss this group. Just not being in the gym right now, yep. But it's genuine love, and I know as I've grown as a coach, the biggest thing for me outside of winning and losing is relationships, and we have genuine lifelong relationships from player one to player 15 with this group.
And you know what, Tay? You're getting all touchy-feely on me, but you know what? You're really going to miss 40 points a game, 25 rebounds, and probably 10 assists between these three guys. Yeah. That's what you're really going to miss.
I don't even want to think about that yet, Coach. I don't even want to think about that yet. It's too early to think about that. It's way too early for that. We got to enjoy this a little bit longer.
There you go.
Fellas, the next question would be, you've experienced winning a state title and the success again. What did you find, or now in your head, what is necessary? A couple things that is necessary for a team to be competitive and consistent. David, we'll start with you.
I would say our bench players, they definitely played a big role in our run. They competed with us every day, and when we went up and down, they gave us a good bump. And I feel like they just played an important role.
Okay. Elwin?
I would say, I know this is kind of a broad term, but I would say trust. Like, just being able to trust one another to play, you know, play their game, and trust your teammate to make a shot on the one more pass, and little things like that, just being a family and then playing for one another. I would say that's the biggest thing. Like, even when I'm not scoring the ball or making shots or having a bad game, or Yvonne's not making shots, like we, or Dave is not making shots, like we can all trust each other to pick up one another.
Good.
I would say that's the biggest thing.
Good word there, Alwin. Yvonne?
I would say it all starts with the coach. The coach, man, and competitive spirit. If you're around guys who want as bad as you, you'll get better. Trust me, you'll find a way to get better. And like Dave was saying, our bench, they had a real impact on our run. You know, those guys, even though they're not getting the minutes they want, and even though they might be mad, they're still going to cheer for us. They're still going to love us the same way.
Indeed.
And, gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. What are you guys going to miss the most about being part of the Frederick High basketball program? And we'll start with you, Yvonne.
I think I'm going to miss the chemistry, the chemistry between all of us. Because I've been playing with these guys for years now, and I feel like that's a once in a lifetime chemistry bond you have with them, you know? No matter what team I go to, no matter where I play in the future, I can always look back on this and say, this was great. This was fun.
Well,
and that's
said.
All it's about.
Indeed.
The day.
Well said. How about you, David?
I think I'm gonna miss everything, like the coaching, teammates, the fans. I'm just miss everything. It was just all great my last year.
Okay. And Elwin?
I think Yvonne really said the same thing I was going to say, just the guys above all else. I mean, Coach Hale has been my coach since I was in fourth grade. And, you know, EJ has been my teammate since fourth grade. And then Yvonne and David and a lot of the guys on the team, we played AAU together growing up. So just having that bond, and like Yvonne said, that chemistry on the court, but even off the court, like that bond and that family aspect, like you can't just get that in a year. You know what I mean? So that's probably what I'll miss the most.
I understand that completely, Elwin. That's you'll find that this time with Frederick at Frederick High is very, very, very special. And like Yvonne said, no matter where you go and play, this was a very special time, and it'll always be in your memory for sure. Coach, we're running out of time. Unfortunately, this goes by so quickly. I want to thank you again, and I know it's a very proud moment for you to come back and coach at your alma mater and then get a state championship. That's so special, and you'll have that for the rest of your life. But continued success at Frederick High School, and we'll look to see if we can get some more trips down to the Xfinity Center.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Indeed. David, good luck at Shippensburg. We'll be following you. I'm sure, Coach, you'll try and get up there and see you play. Great job this year. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Elwin, good luck at Shepherd. Another staying close by. That's great. Coach can come see you. We might stop by and get you, too. Good luck to you there.
Thank you so much.
And Yvonne, you have to listen to Coach Abercrombie some more because he does the play-by-play over there, so you're stuck. So I can't do anything about that.
I got four years to get your name right, too.
Yvonne, good luck. Good luck to you over at Hood College. It's been a joy, guys. Thank you again for taking the time, and good luck to all of you.
Thank you so much.
You got it. You listen to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm Steve Nibbs for Tim Abercrombie. We'll see you next week.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com.